Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. You know what? I was seeking a refuge for my soul. I was on a journey of renewal. And the Lord sent this to me. I thought it would be nice to share with you. And that has been the story of my life. He sends help from everywhere. That's been the story of my life. And I know he's here to help somebody today. You know, I read the story of the prodigal son. By the time you get to verse 17, the Bible says, and when he came to himself, so that, simply put, that every prodigious decision and attitude and character, he was beyond himself. He wasn't himself. The real person will not do that. And vis-a-vis Romans 12, 1 and 2, says, I appeal to you by the special mercies of God. And I begin to wonder, why will he be appealing and be begging for you to be the best that you are created to be? What a God of mercy. What a loving Father. For you to be the king that you are called to be on earth, and for you to reign as a king eternally, he's begging you. Calling you, appealing to you through Paul. What a God of mercy. So when he came to himself, so when he says, I appeal to you that what? That you do not conform, but be transformed by the renewing. So that means the renewing process started with the boy. How be the message was preached to him? Out of suffering. The message that you, now he learned it in suffering. So that's learning obedience by what we suffer. Although Jesus' suffering was that he willingly suffer. We say, yeah, mercy God. That's when we learn. Have mercy. Say, see me here. From where to where? Slaves in my father's house eat and pour away. They eat and they leave remnants. I have nothing to eat. The Bible said he came to himself. That was a renewal of mind. That was a restoration beginning from within. Then he said, his language changed because his thoughts changed. His thought was, give me your mask off. Come on, I'm going away. I'm going to nonsense. What kind of old man? Rubbish, nonsense. Okay. That talk changed. I will arise and go back to my father. And I will say, you know, as I was thinking and praying this morning, I couldn't even pray well. And I was getting to where I am now. Shut the Bible to get up, my phone rang. It was the son of the house. He's been gone for years. We're back in the US. I guess he's watching now. He said, please, I never planned this journey this way. I need to talk to you. I said, you know what? You are moving in step with the Holy Spirit. I could hear his voice shaking, almost in tears. I said, because this, you particularly, 2 weeks ago, God brought it to my my mind. And I was thinking, what has become of this young man? And right now, this is what I'm just concluding. And your call came in. He kept quiet. So I said to him, I'll be in the U.S. at so time, meet me. He said, Pastor, that's the end of the message. I dropped the phone. I said, I'll meet you. Drop the phone. I don't know who I'm talking to here today. You think it's so difficult. You think it's impossible. You think you're so far gone. You think you can't be healed anymore. It's a lie. You think that situation will sink your family? It's a lie. You think this need is the end of it so you can jump into the world? No. Or you think this besetting issue is gone? No. Did you hear his testimony? He said, I was badly wounded by an abusive office somewhere. And I gave up on God. Don't give up. He said, I went out to become very great. The highest paid English vocalist in this country, so to say. Because I was in Calcutta. He said, but when my father died, then I knew that his prayer actually maintained an atmosphere. He said, quietly, unknowingly, things started changing. The atmosphere of reverence and praise and worship began to grow. And all of a sudden, some strange illnesses that I wouldn't even care about became incurable and toppled him from his height. Doctors couldn't help him. He said he cried out to God. He came to himself. You know, the thing about God, I know Jesus gave this parable, the prodigal son. Jesus said it or taught it, or rather, well, said it to teach the heart of God so we can catch it. You can't be too far gone not to return. Sometimes we mistake that to want to keep on going. No. This same message has it this way, that there must be a point of U-turn. There must be a place where you will come to yourself, where you know that what he says is what will be. No, do you love me more than this? That was after the resurrection. And they went back to fish. And when they tried and got nothing, so pursuit of success. And was better than everybody. He said, it's not even the shout of praise, it's not the fairy preaching. It's a renewed heart. It's God operating from within. Bigger than all your mistakes in life. So don't let the devil keep you down by constant accusation. I will arise. It's a decision. And any time you arise, he's waiting. Don't believe a lie that he will tell you. No, no, no. Anytime he's waiting. And suddenly, he cried out to God. His voice was restored. Can you see the wisdom of God? I'm sure he has no clue that some thousands of people are sitting somewhere in Lagos in Africa. His messages are going throughout the world. You don't need man to help you. When you have God, men will come. I don't know, but it's possible. I'll say, you know what? Your little clip is a blessing to me. And it blessed the entire church in Lagos. He will scream. It's all over the world, brother. Why? From the day he turned around. Is somebody saying, I will arise today? Arise unto glory. Arise unto destiny. See, you are bigger than where you are today. Don't let the devil shortchange your big thing with a small sweet. Like Jacob and Esau. Don't let the devil do that. What you have is much, much bigger. And one last point is, do not forsake the presence of God, no matter how terrible it is. Because that's where you're going to get it turned around. You can imagine what is happening in all our minds and hearts today. But the devil thought he's got you somewhere. He's not got you anywhere. As long as you know the love of God is there, you can still turn around. It's one decision. Just one decision. One decision. Just one decision. Doubt, rather, in my mind. You're on your way up. I say you're on your way up. The Bible says you are seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You reign with him. The wiles and the tricks of the devils are the reasons why you struggle when you're struggling. But be assured in the name of Jesus, you are of a different species. I say you are of a different species. Renewal of mind, you know it works. He goes stepwisely. Avail yourself of his presence constantly. It's metamorphosis. In the cocoon, then you change and change and change. When you appear, you're a beautiful butterfly. I say you are beautiful. You are a king. You are the light of the world. You are head, you are not tail. You are above, only never beneath. That's the truth. Sin cannot have dominion over you. You are not a slave anymore. You are a king. Sickness bows to you. Poverty bows to you. Glory be to God in the highest. Don't you ever believe a lie that tells you you are less than who he has made you. You are not. I will arise. Do you love me more than this? That was after they've thrown their net and wow. As the one decision takes you back to the pinnacle. Amen. Let me tell you something. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. You see, the reason you are in church and the reason you keep coming is because you know that you are a child of God. It's because you know that you have a place in him, and yes, that's where you belong. It's because you know that you are seated with him in the heavenly places. So then why am I standing here? The devil is fighting that. He doesn't want you to be who God wants you to be. And it's common to a lot of people, not just you. But if you see what he said, what Jesus said in the story of the prodigal son, he said the father's heart kept longing after the boy. How do we know? Because when the boy was still rehearsing, I would go and tell him this. The father was the one that saw him from afar. The father was the one that ran towards him. He wasn't the one. He couldn't run. He was reading with guilt. The devil was accusing him like that. Like what you are suffering today. Like what most of us suffer. But the truth is, the love of God is still beckoning to you. And that's what you are responding to today. And for coming out in the name of Jesus, hear this and hear it well. You are an overcomer. In the name of Jesus, sin and the sicknesses he brings along, the poverty he brings along, the torture that he comes along, will never have dominion over you again in the name of Jesus. Because he loves you with perfect love. A repentant heart is what he's looking for. When the boy came back, the father celebrated him. As you turn back to go to your seats, your celebration in Christ Jesus begins. And then you discover that the fish that they tried to catch all day long that they couldn't catch, they caught it. From the story you heard, the man said all of a sudden, gospel classics all over the world, TBN, name the television station, all over. For this move in the name of Jesus, you will not only come tops, you become an example for many. In the name of Jesus. While this is going on, if you have a lack in your life, you know, people say the days are hard, the days are tough. Well, it's a fact. But we are in Christ Jesus. So you have a major lack in your life. Financial. Stand up. I just
just want you to understand one thing, that it's according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus that he meets us at the point of our needs. Did you hear me? There's no denying the fact that we have needs. But you see, according to his riches in glory, by Christ Jesus, he will supply your needs. Let me say it again. I said there is no denying the fact that we have needs. We can do it much more. But you see, Paul said to those who are supporting them, who have been supporting his ministry when he was praying for them, he said, but my God will supply all of your needs. All of your needs. Whatever constitutes your needs, standing there today in the name of Jesus, I command a supernatural supply. In the name of Jesus. According to his riches in glory, by Christ Jesus. You will return with a testimony? In the name of Jesus. Some will come by supernatural favor. Supernatural ideas. In the name of Jesus. Because you depend on God for a breakthrough, he will not fail you. And like the psalmist will remind himself constantly, God will remain your shepherd. And you will never lack. You will say by yourself with your own mouth that God is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. It's according to his riches in glory. And I say, Father, let the cup run over. Overflowing blessings. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. May be seated. If you are carrying a sickness in your body or you are nursing a sickness in your family, stand up. That's my last call. Father, we rebuke the spirit of sickness. This spirit of infirmity, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. If you're close to them, just hold them by the hand or just place a hand on their arm or somewhere. So by the laying on of hands and by the word of command, because by stripes you have been healed. You see, that man said, what doctors could not help, by the time he returned to his presence, miracles began. As you live here today, let miracle begin through your body. In the name of Jesus. And anyone you meet and you pray for, they will come back with testimonies. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to know that with all the love that God can ever love you, he has demonstrated it. And he is still demonstrating it. That's why Paul will say, nothing. He loves you. Believe in me, he loves you. His presence is deliverance. His presence is healing. His presence is provision. His presence is peace. His presence is joy. If there's anything you should disallow the devil from taking from you, the presence of the Lord. He loves you. He likes you in his space. You know, a lot of times you don't want some people in your space because they are too crowded. God loves you in his own space. I mean you as a person. You are special to him. Come back with testimonies. You know, that prodigal son was expecting judgment. He was swept off his feet by the love of Christ. That's God's only response to repentance. No matter how terrible, once you repent, his only response is celebrate. Your best days are ahead of you. In the name of Jesus. Aren't you glad you belong to this God? I am glad this is my Father. He will never cast you away. No. He's ever willing, waiting and hoping you will come back. You will come back. You will come back. Can't you see that indeed you are head? You are not here. Above only, never beneath. Only God can do this. Only our Jesus can do this. I say congratulations.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.